From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart.
That's Nat King Cole with his lush rendition of a 1945 classic, Love Letters. And in the best of all romantic worlds, that's how love letters should be, straight from the heart to keep us so near while apart. Ideally, a letter from one distant lover to another should be something to treasure, to read again and again, to keep the spark alive until the lovers can finally get back together.
I memorize every line.
Well, that's how we hope love letters will be, but it doesn't always work out that way. Or at least, people may not work out that way. Sometimes the response to a love letter is the opposite of what was expected. Then, painful things can happen, as in this song by Gladys Knight and the Pips. The postman has just come up the block with a letter in hand, and it's not a happy reply.
Wait a minute, let me look inside.
A letter full of tears. That's what sometimes comes back when we send love-struck messages that might better have been set aside. Though these days, it doesn't take anything as carefully considered as an actual letter. It's way easier than that. It might be a case of spontaneous texting, a reckless tweet, or an impulsive confession on Snapchat. However it happens, chances are that many of us, at some point, have blurted out our feelings for someone we thought felt the same way, but didn't. And that's the story of today's opera. It starts out innocently enough. A young woman meets a handsome, charming guy. She falls in love at first sight and thinks he feels the same about her. So when he's gone, she joyfully sits down and writes him a passionate letter. But it turns out he's the wrong guy, the type who's not ready to commit. So, when they meet again, she's over the moon, but he basically says, "Thanks for the letter, honey, but maybe it's time to grow up now." Talk about a rough landing. This time on World of Opera, we have Tchaikovsky's passionate drama, Eugene Onegin. Based on a story by Pushkin, it portrays a man who callously rejects the young woman who loves him, and then, years later, finds himself out in the cold. The production comes to us from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in London. The great Russian baritone Dmitry Fodostovsky sings the title role with Australian soprano Nicole Carr as Tatiana in a production led by conductor Semyon Bychkov.